What is prayer all about? The perennial question people have is, you know, does prayer even work? And if you choose to pray, how do you do it? So we're going to be looking at that this week. But I think it's important that we start by just talking about people's experiences with prayer, because prayer is something that most people have had an experience with at one point or another, whether it was something formal or just very informal. Prayer is something that many have tried and probably have some doubts about as well, because we often come to prayer with a lot of presuppositions about how prayer is answered or not. C.S. Lewis, famous Christian author we quote a lot in this course, once famously observed, "Every war, every famine or plague, almost every deathbed is the monument to a petition that was not granted." A more recent Christian author, Philip Yancey, once confessed to obsessing more about unanswered prayers than rejoicing over answered ones. So the question of what is prayer, does it work in the ways we expect or at all, is a question that many have wrestled with, and not just regular folk like us, but even people who've put a lot of time and thought into the Christian faith. Maybe you know the feeling. Times of anxiety or crisis where you've managed to just put a couple words together, a short desperate prayer that maybe was completely unexpected and a surprise for you, but came out all the same. Maybe prayer has come up at times of deep meaning, where you found yourself giving thanks for something amazing or concerned about something terrible. For most of us, and I include myself, prayer is something that does come up by surprise sometimes. That doesn't always feature significantly in our lives. It can be a real struggle for many, many people. We might secretly suspect that prayer doesn't work. Why bother? Or we might not know how to pray in the first place, and so we've never really gotten around to it. We might be confused about what prayer is. So I'm going to spend some time today working through those kinds of questions. And I think it's important to name, first of all, that prayer, as a word or a concept, is certainly not unique to Christians. The idea of speaking, communicating to someone outside of ourselves is a pretty universal phenomenon. Even atheists, officially atheists, in Russia in 1952, Pravda, the Russian newspaper, ran this advice for its readers. They said, if you meet difficulties in your work or suddenly doubt your abilities, think of him and you'll find the confidence you need. If you're seeking a correct decision, think of him and you will find that decision. And they weren't talking about God, they were talking about Lenin. The place where Russians used to keep icons of Christian saints, there was a portrait of Lenin in those times. So there's long been a sense that people need to speak to something or someone outside of themselves. Even in officially atheist societies, there's been a need to fill that gap with something. Einstein was very interested in it too. He once said, when asked if there was anything left to write original dissertation research on, find out about prayer. Somebody must find out about prayer. Prayer is something that seems to speak to a basic universal human need. We seem to have a deep sense that we're incomplete, even if we can't use words to describe it. Remember that God-shaped hole we've talked about a few times that's in our hearts, a longing deep inside us that only a relationship with God can actually fill, even though we try to fill it with all sorts of other things. I think the universal urge to pray, to speak beyond ourselves, is a clue to the existence of that hole and that inability we have to fill it on our own. Now, I've said Christians pray, and I've also said that prayer is a universal phenomenon, and it's important to distinguish the two. Christians believe that universal urge to pray comes from our need for God, our yearning to connect with Him, to know Him, to have that relationship with God that we were once created for. And many people throughout the centuries have tried to fill that yearning through communicating with anything and anyone. And it's not as simple as that. Christians see prayer as something very particular, very distinct. Christians believe God is always listening to us. We'll look at that later in terms of how or whether prayer works, but let's start with the assumption God is always there and wanting to have a relationship with us and wanting to communicate with us as a key part of that relationship. That makes prayer one of the most important activities in our lives because it's the way to develop a relationship with God. In any other relationship, we know communication is essential, whether it's verbal, nonverbal, whatever. We know that communicating is essential to maintaining a relationship. And in Christianity 101, we made really clear that at the heart of following Jesus is a relationship with Him, knowing Him, trusting Him in order to follow Him. An important part of that is reading the Bible, like we discussed last week, to learn more about who we are in relationship to God, who He is. But in order to build that relationship beyond just the establishment stage, we need to learn to pray. Prayer is about building communication with God. It's a tragedy then when prayer gets reduced to a ritual, just something we're supposed to do at certain times, certain words we have to say. Prayer is supposed to be in the context of a wonderful relationship, a relationship with God that we're all working on and developing. While the desire to connect with God through prayer seems universal, Christians have come to understand prayer in a very specific way. It's not the same as that urge to just speak to something or someone and hope that it might work out. Christians have come to understand prayer to be a specific way of communicating with a specific person. It's not a way of communicating with an unknown being that might be out there, but rather to our Father, whom we have the right to speak to because of Jesus. And where the ability to pray isn't based on our cleverness or our holiness, but through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Well, we have a question for you to discuss today, and as usual, we hope that you won't just think about it on your own, but that you'll share your thoughts with some friends, family, colleagues, fellow commuters, somebody else in your life who might benefit from taking this course to help them grow as a Christian. Here's your question for today. What are your earliest memories of prayer? Well, have a great discussion, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.